give. I'm not sure I could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting. I'm through with doubt. There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price.
Ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Wednesday, January 30th, 2008 edition of the American Awakening. I am your host, Michael Herzog, and I will be with you for the next 2 hours. Yesterday, for those of you who were listening, you know that I spent the last hour talking about George Bush's State of the Union address, and I decided that I was going to basically dissect the entire speech. And what happened is I took the whole hour and I got all the way to page 2 of 11-page transcript of the speech. I caught him in half a dozen lies, and I'm going to take my show today and I'm going to continue with this and finish this off, because there's a lot here that needs to be said about this speech and about the lies that are being told to us by this man. But before I get into that, I want to talk a little bit, for the first few minutes of my show, about sickness. Yes, that's right, I said sickness. It seems that everybody's sick these days. You know, I got a call just before my show today from Michael Powers, the advertising executive there at RBN, and he's telling me that John is still sick. And the board operator is sick. And John, Michael called a half a dozen of the hosts to see if they would sub for John, and I guess they have commitments or they're sick. And interestingly enough, you know, for those of you who were listening Monday, I got in with 3 minutes to spare. Miraculously, I happened to get on a jet, and I was on a jet flying from Minneapolis to back to Phoenix. And the guys, I happened to get the mid-aisle seat, or the middle seat. You know that seat that everybody hates? You know, I either like an aisle, and sometimes I'll take a window seat. But this time, because it was late, and I, you know, my silver tongue song and dance got me on this jet, I happened to be sitting in the middle. And the guy on the left of me was an executive flying to Phoenix for a meeting. He was sick, sneezing and coughing. The guy on the right of me was sick. The guy behind me was hacking and coughing and sneezing. And I don't know whether it's just the time of the year. I don't know whether it's a combination of chemtrails, fluoride in the water, and all of the irradiation and poison they're putting in our food. But everybody seems to be sick, with the exception of me. I'm not sick, and I think I know why. You know, I tout on my show quite a bit about these supplements that I take, and I get these guys that are calling me all the time, sending me this, sending me that, and wanting me to try it. And as my listeners know, I won't put anything on the air. I won't promote anything unless I know it works, unless I've tried it, or if it's a service, unless I've used the service and I'm impressed with the results, i.e. John Onesti. But I say that to say this. Now, John has been sick for, I don't know, I think he got sick Friday. I think he has a really big, really bad case of the flu. And part of it probably is because John's a little bit run down. He's wearing six different hats, and I give him credit. I've said many times that I couldn't do what John does and still do a show, a two-hour show, much less a three-hour show. But I tell you, I got a call today. Now, I'm going to be doing John's show again today because John is still under the weather. And I'm going to tell you, John, if John's listening today, I'm going to tell John right now. John, I know I've stayed with John. I've had the privilege and experienced the hospitality of John and Sandra, and I've stayed in their home for, it's almost 2 weeks. And John's got some of this stuff laying around, too, but he's so busy and forgetful that he doesn't take this stuff. And I think that's part of the reason why sometimes John gets sick. So what I'm going to say is this. Is John, you need to get better. You need to get better quick, because I don't do politics as good as you, and we need you back on the air. And if you don't, if I get one more telephone call from the network asking me to do your show again, I'll go ahead and do it, because you know I'll help you in any way I can. But then I'm going to get on a – actually, first I'm going to go down to the store. I'm going to buy a nurse's hat and a funnel, and I'm going to fly back there, and I'm going to have Sandra hold the funnel, and she's going to stick it down your throat, and I'm going to start pouring Cardivite and Immunitae and a couple other of my supplements down your throat to get you better so we can get you back up on the air, because all of us need you on the air, given your take on things, my friend. So get better quick. I'll be back, and we'll go into the rest of the State of the Union speech, folks. Stick with me. Got a good show for you today.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com, or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm going to get into this State of the Union address again and kind of dissect this whole thing. But before I do, I want to talk just a little bit more about sickness. Again, for those of you who know, I do not promote anything on my show that I do not believe in, I haven't taken, or I haven't used the service. And I want to mention to you that I've got a guy that is – I'm going to have up on my show Friday. He's got a product, evidently, that does something to help people that are sick and tired of being sick. And the fact is that I'm not sick. Okay, so they were going to send me this product, and I said, well, you know, don't send this to me because I'm not sick, and I wouldn't be able to tell whether it did any good or not. However, as I was reading through this gentleman's website, I started seeing different ailments and so forth, and my ex-wife popped into my mind. I was married to a lovely lady from Indiana for 20-plus years. Her name is Linda. And she's been having some serious problems with what they think is fibromyalgia, They're not certain what it is yet, but she's having all kinds of very interesting and very traumatic symptoms with it. So what I did was I talked to Michael, the marketing director, and I'm having this gentleman send his product to Linda. And I'm going to have Linda try this product. I'm going to bring him up on the air Friday, and I'm going to interview him for an hour, and I'm going to let him share with you what this is all about and what he's been able to do for people. And then I'm going to get a report from Linda on how she feels about his product. And if this helps her, then yes, folks, I'm going to bring this guy up on the air every couple of weeks and let him talk to you about it, because I have high hopes for this. Jury's still out on it right now, but I'm going to let him come up Friday, talk about it, and I'm going to let Linda try the product, and then she is going to give us her take on how it works. So with that, okay, enough of the sickness thing. Let's continue. Now, remember, yesterday, the last hour, I started in on the Bush lie to the the State of the Union address. And I got all the way down to page 2. Went off on a little bit of a tangent there because, as you know, if you were listening yesterday, this guy just absolutely sickens me. And I never cease to be amazed at how dumbed down the American public is, the ones that actually can believe a word this man says. So I'm going to continue here. I'm going to back up just a little bit on this speech. And I'm going to start quoting again. George Bush says, "We must work toward a system in which all Americans have a good insurance policy. They choose their own doctors, and seniors and low-income Americans receive the help they need." And, of course, there's applause. And instead of bureaucrats and trial lawyers and HMOs, we must put doctors and nurses and patients back in charge of American medicine, and with more applause. Well, I'll tell you why that's not going to work, okay? Because the actuaries in an insurance company aren't going to cut down the costs of the insurance, because it's all a kind of a vicious circle with the cost of medical procedures going up. To do something like this would force the insurance companies to cut down their premiums, which would force a lot of insurance companies to lay off and ultimately go out of business. You're not going to tell a doctor what he can charge, because the amount of money that a doctor pays just in malpractice insurance alone is astronomical. So that would force a lot of doctors, in my opinion, out of business. But one thing that really sticks in my craw, he says that health care reform must begin with Medicare. Medicare is a binding commitment of a caring society. And, of course, there's another round of applause. And he says we must renew that commitment by giving seniors access to preventive medicine and new drugs that are transforming health care in America. I'll tell you what sticks in my craw about this, folks, is because the question is, you know, since when has this government ever, since the inception of Medicare, ever reformed Medicare for the better? And I say that firsthand because I spent 18 years in the insurance business dealing with senior citizens on Medicare. And I remember in 1986 the Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act, where they reformed Medicare. And what they did with that is they cut the treatment for senior citizens, for Medicare patients, and they started kicking them out of the hospital. For example, at the time, I believe that they, heart patient that went in and got a heart bypass would be in the hospital for 2-3 weeks to make sure he recovered okay. And at the time that I left, which was 9 years ago, almost 10, they were keeping a heart bypass patient in for 8 days. It doesn't make any difference. Pick an illness. What they're doing, and still to this day they're doing, is they're kicking senior citizens out of the hospital before they're ready to go, and they're putting them in extended care or nursing facilities, shifting the burden of cost onto the retired senior citizen. So please, Mr. Bush, don't continue to gag me with a spoon. And when you say preventive medicine and new drugs, yes, that sticks in my craw as well, because as I mentioned at the beginning of this show, if more people were enlightened and if the word got out about some of these alternative treatments, for example, Immunité, Cartavite, and so forth, they wouldn't be sick to begin with. They are trying to poison us, folks, with the chemtrails, with the fluoride, with the irradiation of our food, with the bovine the injections that they're putting into the beef and so forth. And we've got to take this upon ourselves to stop and go to alternative medication, not medications, but alternative therapies and alternative ways of treating ourselves, treating the cause, not the symptom. And this would eradicate a lot of the vicious circle that people get into when they start taking one drug and then the side effects to that drug causing them to take another drug. And it's just a cash cow for the pharmaceutical industries, not even to mention that they are now immune from lawsuits because of, thank you, George Bush again. And then he goes on to say, seniors that are happy with the current Medicare system should be able to keep their coverage just the way it is. Well, I don't think I've ever talked to a senior citizen that has ever told me that they were happy with the Medicare system, because Medicare overall pays less than 50% of their total bill. And the majority of the other is picked up by an ever-increasing Medicare supplement, of which a lot of senior citizens are unable to even afford anymore. And back during this Reconciliation Act, when they revised Medicare and they introduced prescription drugs, the insurance companies got in line, came out with new Medicare supplements that were so atrociously expensive if they were going to cover prescription drugs. And the way the deductibles and the co-payments entered in there, the senior citizen wound up being worse off than they were before the act was put into place. Now, let's see. And then he goes on to say, just like you, pointing at the senior citizens, the members of Congress and your staffs and other federal employees, all seniors should have the choice of a health care plan that provides prescription drugs. Well, please, Mr. Bush, don't try to compare the coverage from members of Congress and all their staffs to the citizenry, the retired senior citizens of this country, because that is blatantly absurd, sir. Continuing, he says that his budget will commit an additional $400 billion over the next decade to reform and strengthen Medicare. Leaders of both political parties have talked for years about strengthening Medicare, and he urges members of this new Congress to act on it this year. Well, again, as I say, I've seen this before in 1986 when they cut Medicare and started kicking the senior citizens out of the hospital. And with all of this spending that is going on, this military budget, with the occupation of Iraq, the invasion of Afghanistan, and beefing up the military and sending more aid to Israel, where is this money going to come from, Mr. Bush? To improve our health care system, we must address one of the prime causes of higher cost, the constant threat that physicians and hospitals will be unfairly sued. Now, I have to ask you, Mr. Bush, what is your definition of unfairly sued? When these people go into the hospital and they didn't have an infection before they went in, but now they have an infection, or they're given the wrong kind of drugs or overdosed on drugs and they wound up dying, are you saying that they shouldn't have the opportunity to sue the people that did this to them? Because of the excessive litigation, everybody pays more for health care. So this is only because of excessive litigation. And many parts of America are losing fine doctors. No one is ever healed by a, quote, frivolous lawsuit. Notice he puts frivolous in there. Where have we heard this word before, folks? I want him to define frivolous. Is it like all of the valid income tax arguments that are ignored and caused and deemed as frivolous? He urges the Congress to pass medical liability reform. And what he's saying is he's urging Congress to pass a bill that will immunize doctors or hospitals from being sued for the wrong kind of surgery or the wrong kind of medication and killing people in the hospital. That's my take on it. I could be wrong, but that's what it sounds like to me, folks. Now, that takes me to energy independence. He says our third goal is to promote energy independence for our country while dramatically improving the environment. Really? Well, if you want to dramatically improve the environment, why don't you pull these jets flying in through the sky with the chemtrails out of the air? What about all of the untapped reserves in Prudhoe Bay in Alaska, Mr. Bush, that would provide us with all of the energy that we would need for the next 200 years? Did we miss that part? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. I'll continue with this in a moment. Stick with me, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic Priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
We're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour here, and I want to show you a little bit of the duplicity of this man here. Let me read on, folks. He says, I have sent you a comprehensive energy plan to promote energy efficiency and conservation, to develop cleaner technology, and to produce more energy at home. Applause, of course. I have sent you clear skies legislation that mandates a 70% cut in air pollution from power plants over the next 15 years, with more applause. I've sent you a healthy forest initiative to help prevent the catastrophic fires that devastate communities, kill wildlife, and burn away millions of acres of treasured forests, with more applause. I urge you to pass these measures for the good of both our environment and our economy. Even more, I ask you to take a crucial step and protect our environment in ways that generations before us could not have imagined. In this century, the greatest environmental progress will come about not through endless lawsuits or command and control regulations, but through technology and innovation. Tonight, I'm proposing $1.2 billion in research funding so that America can lead the world in developing clean, hydrogen-powered automobiles. Well, I have a question for that, Mr. Bush. Won't that make all of your executive oil cronies mad? Now, I want to back up here. Bush's policies, I might remind you, catered to energy interests. Bush had said, let us fund new technologies that can generate coal power while capturing carbon emissions. Let us increase the use of renewable power and emissions-free nuclear power. And let us continue investing in advanced battery technology and renewable fuels for power, to power the cars and trucks of the future. Now, here's a fact for you, folks. Bush and his allies have raked in millions from coal interests. During the 2000 campaign, the Bush campaign received more than $2.8 million from energy interests, including $442,000 from electric utilities and $107,000 from the coal mining industry. Over the last 6 years, coal companies have donated $9 million to federal political candidates and party organizations, and 90% has gone to Republicans. Massey Energy, one of the largest American producers of coal, boasts one director who alone has contributed over $89,000 to Republicans over the last 8 years. Now, here's another fact for you. Bush rejects the renewable energy standard. Bush threatened to veto the 2007 energy bill because of the renewable electricity standard that would require utility companies to generate 15% of their electricity from renewable sources. Bush demanded Congress keep tax breaks for the big oil energy bill. Bush also threatened to veto the energy bill over the tax package that would have repealed $13 million in government subsidies and tax breaks to oil companies. The money would have helped pay for the legislation's renewable energy and energy efficiency provisions. A 2006 analysis by the U.S. Climate Energy Control found that oil companies were slated to receive $31.6 billion on handouts from taxpayers over the next 5 years. And that comes right out of Reuters. This guy is the most duplicitous. Well, I can't even use the word, on the planet. The most duplicitous blank on the planet. Let me continue. Sounds like Mr. Bush is a scientist here. He says, a single chemical reaction between hydrogen and oxygen generates energy, which can be used to power a car, producing only water and not exhaust fumes. Where have I heard that before? Well, I'm going to tell you in just a minute. He continues, with a new national commitment, our scientists and engineers will overcome obstacles to taking these cars from laboratory to showroom so that the first car driven by a child born today could be powered by hydrogen and pollution-free. And, of course, there's a rousing of applause from both sides of the aisle. Well, guess what? It seems to me that that knowledge was arrived at by Nikola Tesla back in the 1920s. So tell me, Mr. Bush, was this profound statement told to you by your father? And I'd direct you to go back in and read Don Nikoloff's article regarding Nikola Tesla, because it's really interesting here that now he's popping up with hydrogen and oxygen generating energy, and saying here that a new national commitment is being made by scientists and engineers to overcome obstacles. Well, those obstacles were overcome 80 years ago by Nikola Tesla. Okay, they already have them because they stole them. You know, as I continue to read this, my blood just begins to boil here, folks. So I'm going to go as far as I can go with this. He says, join me in this important innovation to make our air significantly cleaner and your country much less dependent on foreign sources of energy. Join you, Mr. Bush? If they wanted to do this, they could have done this back when Nikola tested this, back in the mid-20s, I believe it was. Okay. We've been being raped by the oil industries for the last 80 years, so everybody could line their pockets. And now you're telling us that you want to promote this national commitment? Tell somebody who believes you, Mr. Bush. Our fourth goal is to apply the compassion of America. Now I want you to pay close attention to this, folks. Our fourth goal is to apply the compassion of America to the deepest problems of America. For so many in our country, the homeless and the fatherless, the addicted, the need is great. Yet there's power, wonder-working power in the goodness and idealism and faith of the American people. I ask you, Mr., what does all this fluff mean? I mean, we've got more homeless veterans than ever before with the VA policies have caused, and you have the audacity to even mention this, and then you let it fall back on Americans with their wonder-working power, the goodness and the idealism and faith. Just fluff, Mr. Bush. Americans are doing the work of compassion every day, visiting prisoners. Yes, we are doing that, sir. Providing shelter for battered women, bringing companionship to lonely seniors. These good works deserve our praise. I'll continue with this when I get back. They deserve our praise. What about some financial assistance, Mr. Bush? We'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And I want to back up for just a minute here on the subject of throwing all this money into alternative sources of energy. And I want to remind the listening audience that in 2006 there was a documentary film that explored the birth, the limited commercialization, and subsequent death of the battery electric vehicle in the United States. It was specifically the General Motors EV1 of the 1990s. And that documentary explores the roles of automobile manufacturers, the oil industry, the U.S. government, batteries, hydrogen vehicles, and consumers in limiting the development and the adaption of that technology. It was released on DVD to the home video market on November 14, 2006 by Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. Did you not see that one, Mr. Bush? And then when he's so let me jump forward again. And when he's talking about these wondrous words, yet there's power, wonder-working power in the goodness and the idealism and faith in the American people. Wonder-working power. It's a homage to the Fundy song "Working Power of the Blood of Jesus," folks. So they throw that in there. Let me continue with this. These good works deserve our praise. They deserve your praise, Mr. Bush. What about your money? What about the government's money? All you get is praise. You expect the American people to take a homeless person in, Okay, all of these people, many of them are veterans who are homeless because of glitches in the system, i.e. Art Burnclough, that causes them to be homeless in the first place because you flush them down the toilet and you forget about them if they are lucky enough to make it back from Afghanistan or Iraq after their wife has left them, after they come back with PTSD, after they have arms and legs blown off, they're unable to get their jobs back, they can't qualify for benefits because they're tricked by the Veterans Administration into an early out where they're denied benefits. Please give me a break. Americans are doing the work of passion every... Oh, I'm sorry. I already got this. He urges them to pass both of his faith-based initiatives and Citizen Service Act to encourage acts of compassion that can transform America one heart and one soul at a time. Does that not make you feel all warm and fuzzy? To pass these initiatives so all of us can take in a homeless person, okay? Because obviously they're not going to pay for it. He continues, last year I called on my fellow citizens to participate in the USA Freedom Corps, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. Tonight I ask Congress and the American people to focus on the spirit of service and the resources of government on the needs of some of the most vulnerable citizens. Boys and girls trying to grow up without guidance and attention, and children who have to go through a prison gate to be hugged by their mom and dad. Well, let's just explore just for a minute why their mom and dads are there to begin with, okay? Because they've passed a myriad of new laws that have incarcerated more people in this country than all of the other countries in the world. Because everything's a crime now, okay? Because I've talked to police officers myself that says, yes, they've taken hundreds of these civil traffic laws and they've converted them into criminal laws. Why do they do that? And then you're telling me, Mr. Bush, that these poor children must go through a prison gate to be hugged by their mom and dad because they're put through the system, they're convicted, and they're put in prison because they know not what the rules are. How many million laws are there in the books? And ignorance is no excuse? I can't remember, but I just know that I read statistics once, and if you sat in a library and tried to read them one at a time, it would take you about 10,000 years. But ignorance is no excuse. He proposes a $450 million initiative to bring mentors to more than a million disadvantaged junior high school students and children of prisoners. The government will support the training and recruiting of mentors. I wonder who these mentors are and how they qualify. If they're anything like the school system these days where parents are pulling their children out left and right and homeschooling them, I don't know whether I'd want my child with a government mentor. Would you? Yet it is the men and women of America who will fill the need. One mentor, one person can change a life forever. And I urge you to be that one person. Yes, go qualify, folks. Should be interesting. Another cause of hopelessness is the... Oh, here's a good... Pay close attention to this one and tell me that you're not going to go fly to the bathroom and hurl. Another cause of hopelessness is the addiction to drugs. Addiction crowds out friendship, ambition, moral conviction, and reduces all the richness of life to a single destructive desire. As a government, we are fighting illegal drugs by cutting off supplies and reducing demand through anti-drug education programs. I see. Yet for those already addicted, the fight against drugs is a fight for their own lives, and too many Americans in search of treatment cannot get it. So tonight I propose a new $600 million program to help an additional 300,000 Americans receive treatment over the next 3 years, which is a mere pittance, folks. I think that amounts to, what, maybe 20 bucks a person? Okay, but not to mention that. He says another cause of hopelessness is addiction to drugs. Well, gee, why don't you talk to Sally Castillo or Darlene Fitzgerald, former members of the DEA, who will testify under oath that the reason that the drugs are coming in here is because of our own government. Now, yes, they're doing something to cut out the drugs coming in here, but the only drugs they're cutting out coming in here are the ones that are in competition with the government running in the drugs. So here's another lie for you folks, and I haven't counted them up yet. I hope you're counting. Our nation is blessed with recovery programs that do amazing work. One of them is found at the Healing Place Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A man in the program said, God does miracles in people's lives, and you never think it could be you. Tonight, let us bring to all Americans who struggle with drug addiction this message of hope. The miracle of recovery is possible, and it could be you. Applause on both sides of the aisle. And again, talk to Sally Casillo. Talk to Darlene Fitzgerald, and they'll tell you the other side of this story. How much money is being laundered into this country through major banks from the drugs coming in here? I've read reports of between three-quarters and $1 trillion per year. So don't pee down my back, George, and tell me it's raining. By caring for children who need mentors and for addicted men and women who need treatment, we are building a more welcoming society, a culture that values every life. And in this work, we must not overlook the weakest among us. I asked you to protect the infants at the very hour of their birth and in the practice of partial birth abortion. Protect the infants. I'll tell you how we could protect the infants. How about those three rounds of vaccinations they get where they're coming down with autism because of thimerosal in the injections? Why don't you look at that and stop promoting the pharmaceutical companies, George? Because no human life should be started or ended as the object of an experiment. I ask you to set a high standard for humanity and pass a law against all human cloning. Pass a law against all human cloning? Well, now, let me take you back here. When was it? Was it the early 90s when Dolly the sheep was cloned? And I thought they passed a law back then. I could be wrong. And you guys are welcome to call in and correct me, because I have to admit, I haven't done my investigative homework on this. I just remember back when I was a dumbed-down, mind-numbed American, I saw it all over mainstream news that they had cloned Dolly the sheep. And then I seem to think that they were touting the fact that they would never clone a human being, and that maybe there was laws that are being passed for that. Maybe, you know, either correct me on that or validate it for me, folks. I really thought they did that. Going on. The qualities of courage and compassion that we strive for in America also determine our conduct abroad. Our conduct abroad? Let me read that again. The qualities of courage and compassion that we strive for in America also determine our conduct abroad? What is our conduct abroad? Better yet, what is your conduct abroad, Mr. Bush? Okay. We've succeeded in killing over 1 million Iraqis, innocent women and children. We've displaced 4 million Iraqis from their homes in the form of refugees, and you're talking about our conduct abroad? The American flag stands for more than our power and our interests. Our founders dedicated this country to the cause of human dignity. Yes, that's true, Mr. Duplicitous, hypocritical Bush. The rights of every person and the possibilities of every life. This conviction leads us into a world to help the afflicted and defend the peace and confound the designs of evil men. This conviction leads us to help the afflicted? You want to, on the one hand, help the afflicted, i.e. the drug addicted, when you put your pipeline through Afghanistan and you resurrected the poppy fields for the drugs? And you want to help the afflicted and defend the peace and confound the designs of evil men? What's wrong with this equation? I really don't know. I'm having trouble continuing with this, folks, because my guts are churning. How did this man, well, we know how he got into office, okay? It was a stolen election. But I have to ask you, what could be going on in the mind or the heart or the soul? Or does he even have a soul or a mind or a heart or a conscience to even tout forth this BS? Listen to this. In Afghanistan, we helped liberate an oppressed people. We did? We helped liberate an, okay. And we will continue helping them secure their country, rebuild their society, and educate their children. Well, now, didn't we appoint a president to Afghanistan that was I believe he was on the board of directors of a Unocal Oil? Can't remember his name offhand. But is that how we liberated the oppressed people? And we're going to secure their country, rebuild their society, and educate their children and their boys and girls? Oh, with a rousing applause, by the way. In the Middle East, we will continue to seek peace between a secure Israel. How secure does Israel have to be? How many nuclear weapons do they have? About 300? Could they take any country in the Middle East off the map and not need our help at all? I would think so. But we need to seek peace between a secure Israel and a democratic Palestine. Oh, Palestine. You mean those people that are locked into a prison right there in their own land? Those people, is that who you're talking about? Oh, and of course there's applause on both sides of the aisle. Across the earth, America is feeding the hungry. More than 60% of international food aid comes as a gift from the people of the United States. As our nation moves troops and builds alliances to make our world safer. Who exactly are our alliances these days, George? Okay? We're moving troops to make our world safer. Now, is that not an oxymoron? Okay, we're moving troops to do what? To threaten? To bomb? To kill? To maim? To displace? This is making our world safer? Now, I haven't counted up all the lies, but how many oxymorons have we got going here? We also must remember our calling as a blessed country to make the world better. A blessed country. I don't know that we're being looked upon as a blessed country right now. And how are we making the world better? By supporting the bad boy of the Middle East, Israel, of which the rest of the Middle East is scared to death of, who hates with a passion because of their ideology and their fascist Zionist government. But let me continue. By the way, who gave us the right to make the world better? And who's to say that our policies and our values and our lifestyle is welcome by these other countries? And why do you force it on them, Mr. Bush? Today, on the continent in Africa, nearly 30 million people have the AIDS virus, including 3 million children under the age of 15. You know, I want to mention to you, last night I watched a 2-hour and 8-minute video clip, very interesting clip, on that very subject of AIDS, where an Australian news agency interviewed about a dozen different doctors that were participating in the AIDS project and how to find a cure for it, and all of these doctors concluded, and by the way, were later ostracized, that the AIDS virus is not what they say it is. And there's a particular drug out there called AZT, which they're using on AIDS patients, which has been proven as one of the most toxic, poisonous drugs on the planet, with side effects so severe that it will literally kill people, and it's attuned to chemotherapy, which kills all the cells, good or bad. So if you have an immune deficiency and your immune deficiency is low, you add AZT to it, and you're pretty much assured of a death sentence. But let me continue. There are whole countries in Africa where more than one-third of the adult population carries the infection. More than 4 million require immediate drug treatment. And I'm sure he's talking about AZT, folks. Yet across the continent, only 50,000 AIDS victims, only 50,000, are receiving the medicine they need. Right. You know why there's only 50,000? Because they're scared to death of anyone from the UN, the NATO force, or anybody approaching them with a needle, and I wonder why. Because the AIDS diagnosis is considered a death sentence, many do not seek treatment. Almost all who are turned away... almost all who are turned away. A doctor in rural South Africa describes his frustration. He says, "We have no medicines. Many hospitals tell people, 'You've got AIDS, we can't help you, go home and die.' In an age of miraculous medicines, no person should have to hear those words." Now, in this interview, I watched a doctor testifying that this medicine, this AZT, when they put these patients on this medication, it makes them very gaunt. They lose weight. They get dark circles under their eyes, and they lose their energy. And he says, then they get off the medication, and their health comes back. Their eyes lighten up. The gauntness goes away, and they gain weight back. But then they are fear-mongered again into taking the medication because of the shortness, supposedly the AIDS shortening their life. So I don't know. But I found that... video very interesting to watch, and I would encourage all of you to go in and take a look at it. I'm going to find it back on the web again and put it up on my website. AIDS can be prevented. Antiretroviral drugs, which is that's exactly what he's talking about, is AZT, which is a form of chemotherapy. Antiretroviral drugs can extend life for many years, and the cost of those drugs has dropped from $12,000 a year to under $300 a year, which places a tremendous possibility within our grasp. Ladies and gentlemen, seldom has history offered a greater opportunity to do so much for so many, and I'll tell you, after watching this video last night, I am convinced that that drug AZT helps in shortening their life, not prolonging it. And I'm also convinced that even if somebody has immune deficiency syndrome, alternative medication would go a far sight better to not necessarily curing, but inhibiting the progression of this disease way, way farther than AZT. We have confronted and will continue to confront HIV/AIDS in our own country. And to meet a severe and urgent crisis abroad, tonight I propose the Energy Plan of AIDS Relief, a work of mercy beyond all current international efforts to help the people of Africa. This comprehensive plan will prevent 7 million new AIDS infections, treat at least 2 million people with life-extending drugs, and provide humane care for millions of people suffering from AIDS, and for children orphaned by AIDS. Now, it is my opinion, and it is only my opinion, that with the chemtrails, with the fluoride, with the irradiation of the food, with the poisoning that they're putting in our foods, I believe that they are using this as an excuse to use these chemotherapy-type drugs on people to shorten their lives. That's my opinion. I could be wrong. I'll be back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I will continue with this when I return. Stay tuned.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, going through this Light of the Union address by George W. Bush. And He says he asks Congress to commit $15 billion over the next 5 years, including nearly $10 billion in new money to turn the tide against aid in the most afflicted nations in Africa and the Caribbean. And I'm convinced that a lot of this money is being pocketed by pharmaceutical companies and putting out these drugs that really don't help these people but literally hurt them, such as AZT. And again, as soon as I find this video, I had it emailed to me by one of my listeners yesterday, and I went through it and I watched it, and I've got to go back through the emails and find it so I can post it on the website. But it's a must-see, folks. This nation can lead the world in sparing innocent people from a plague of nature. A plague of nature? I've heard tell that this particular disease was formed in a military facility in the United States. I don't know how true it is, but it's food for thought. And this nation is leading the world in confronting and defeating the man-made evil of international terrorism. Right. Now, listen to this one. See if you agree with this, folks. There are days when our fellow citizens do not hear news about the war on terror. There are? How many days that go by in your world that you do not hear anything about the war on terror? There's never a day when I do not learn of another threat or receive reports of operations in progress or give an order in this global war against a scattered network of killers. The war goes on, and we are winning. Really? He says, to date, we've arrested or otherwise dealt with many key commanders of Al-Qaeda. They include a man who directed logistics and funding for the September 11th attacks, the chief of Al-Qaeda operations in the Persian Gulf, who planned the bombings of our embassies in South Africa and the USS Cole, an Al-Qaeda operations chief from Southeast Asia, a former director of Al-Qaeda's training camps in Afghanistan, a key Al-Qaeda operative in Europe, a major Al-Qaeda leader in Yemen. All told, more than 3,000 suspected terrorists have been arrested in many countries, and many others have met a different fate. Let's put it this way. They are no longer a problem to the United States and our friends and allies. To a rousing applause, of course. Well then, George, I guess we won. Why don't we bring the troops home, like Ron Paul is wanting to do? Why don't we give Ron Paul a little more time there on the air? We are working closely with other nations to prevent further attacks. America and coalition countries have uncovered and stopped terrorist conspiracies targeting the American embassy in Yemen, and America's embassy in Singapore, a Saudi military base, ships in the Straits of Hormuz and the Straits of Gibraltar. We've broken Al-Qaeda cells in Hamburg, Milan, Madrid, London, Paris, as well as Buffalo, New York. Right. We have the terrorists on the run, and we're keeping them on the run. One by one, the terrorists are learning the meaning of American justice. We're talking about Al-Qaeda here, folks. All right. Continuing here. Oh, got a note. Wait just a second. Oh, who was that? Somebody just... All right. Yes, I agree. My roving reporter here. One man's terrorist is another man's freedom fighter. As we fight this war, we will remember where it began. Here, in our own country. This government is taking unprecedented measures to protect our people and defend our homeland. We've intensified security at the borders. Ooh, we have... And ports of entry, posted more than 50,000 newly trained federal screeners in airports, begun inoculating troops and first responders against smallpox, and are deploying the nation's first early warning network of sensors to detect biological attack. And this year, for the first time, we are beginning to field a defense to protect this nation against ballistic missiles. For the first time. Be right back. Second hour coming up, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with Bush's Lie to the Union address. Stick with me, I got a whole bunch more, folks. I'm only on page 6.